Throughout the current intifada, the Palestinians have been consistent in calling for international intervention to help broker and then enforce a ceasefire. The Israelis have been less inclined toward the idea of outside intervention. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says a number of recent events seem to point toward the Palestinians getting their way.
Yasser Arafat says Israel must first withdraw from the West Bank and then there can be a ceasefire. Sharon says first a ceasefire, then he'll talk about complete withdrawal from the West Bank. It looks on the surface like a gap that Secretary Powell could help to bridge, but that is deceptive. The Gulf can no longer be bridged by direct negotiation. In the peacemaking efforts of the past, dating back to Madrid in 1991, both sides saw an advantage in reaching accord. Now, apparently, neither side does. The Palestinians think their suicide bombers have leveled the playing field, and that supported by the Arab states and by Europe, they finally have the half-century-old Jewish state on the run. Israel, concerned about its survival as perhaps never before, sees its only hope in containing the Palestinians' death-dealing capacity behind fences and buffer zones. What is becoming clear is that a settlement of the future status of the West Bank will have to be imposed and backed by some international force. The idea would be to prepare the Palestinians for statehood, as Israel and Jordan were prepared for statehood under a League of Nations mandate after World War I. Before embarking on his mission, Secretary Powell said he wanted to negotiate a Palestinian state, and he added, "I don't know if it's the final state or an interim state. The interim suggests some form of international tutelage leading to sovereignty." United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has called for the creation of an international peacekeeping force. Sharon has proposed to Powell an international conference. The secretary today endorsed the idea of such a conference at the ministerial level. But one way or another, the era of negotiation between Palestinian and Israeli leaders appears to be ended. What happens next is what the international community, starting with the United States, causes to happen. This is Daniel Shore.